1 Corinthians chapter 21, verses 19 through 30. If you owned a taqueria and the president of the nation comes to eat at your restaurant, would you charge him for the food? It would be enough pay for you the honor of having served him or her in your restaurant. Something like this must have been felt when David asked him to sell a plot of his land, as he wanted to donate not only a plot, but also the firewood and animals for sacrifice. It's all yours, verse 23. Orain told David, but King David replied, no, I insist on paying the full price. I will not take the Lord what is yours or sacrifice a burnt offering that cost me nothing, verse 24. David sought to appease God's wrath because he knew he was responsible for what was happening and would not allow another to pay for his sin. We are moved by David's noble words, his desire not to give God something that wasn't his and thus pay the price by desiring to pay for his own fault. However, not far from the plot of land, 10 creatures later, a cross would be erected, and on that cross, Jesus would pay the full price for David's sin and the sins of all of us. God saw with pleasure the sacrifices David offered and stopped the plague. God saw with pleasure the sacrifice of his son and not only stopped forever his sentence over us all, he forgave and forever forgot our sins. Micah 7:18. Not by works of righteousness that we had done, Titus 3:5, but by pure grace, by pure love.